Good morning. Moisture trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere is producing some cloud cover across parts of interior New York and New England. And in these locations, temperatures are holding in the 40s, while other locations that have cleared out overnight are seeing readings in the upper 30s early on. Either way, the drying trend continues behind the storm system that moved through the region yesterday. High pressure will build in with a gusty northwest breeze picking up today as we go through the morning and into the afternoon, and gradually we'll have a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds from time to time, and temperatures will average in the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will keep it dry tonight with lows back into the 30s. This will set us up for another dry day on Thursday with a good amount of sunshine. Again, some clouds will mix in from time to time, especially across the higher terrain, but it will be cooler and highs will reach into the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, where another storm system emerging out of the middle of the country will head in our direction. Right now, it looks like we'll have a dry start to the day Friday, maybe even a little bit of sunshine, but then as that system tracks closer to us, clouds will thicken. Temperatures, while starting near freezing, will only manage to get into the mid-40s with showers, then a steadier rain developing through Friday afternoon and into the evening hours. Some wet snow or sleet could even mix in across the higher terrain where temperatures stay even cooler throughout the day and into the night. Showers will persist into Friday night, and by Saturday morning, while that system will be on its way out, we'll still run the risk at some scattered rain and snow showers. On Saturday afternoon, it will be partly sunny, windy, and colder, with highs only in the lower 40s. High pressure will then build in for the second half of the weekend, but it'll be a chilly one despite lots of sunshine on Sunday, highs in the lower 40s. That same high will keep it dry to start next week. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds in the lower 40s before we have another opportunity of precipitation, this time rain or snow, on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern portion of the front that moved through the northeast yesterday will stall across the Gulf Coast states and southern plains through tomorrow, keeping these locations unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Meanwhile, a series of weak reinforcing shots of colder air will filter into the Great Plains, allowing for a cooling trend with highs in many locations between the Rockies and Appalachians between 10 to 20 degrees below early November averages today and tomorrow. With colder temperatures in place, an upper-level disturbance is expected to produce 3 to 6 inches of snow for the northern Rockies, with accumulating snow impacting Nebraska and Kansas tonight into tomorrow. These accumulations, though, are only expected to be a few inches, but this will be the second or third snowstorm for the Central Plains since mid-October, a region which has had an early start to the winter season. And high pressure and slightly cooler air will work its way into the Intermountain West for today and tomorrow, allowing for increasing winds for sections of central and northern California. Portions of the Sacramento Valley into the San Francisco Bay Area are under red flag warnings, giving an increasing threat of wildfires extending through the day, given low relative humidity and gusty winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a west wind at 67, gusting to 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 35, 61% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston sunny and breezy, near 60, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 54 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 49, that's 6 degrees above normal. 25 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.18 inches now for the month, which is 1.5 inches above normal, and 37.83 inches for the year, which is 4.02 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34. the record high 75 set in 1938 and the record low 18 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 40s, thickening clouds with rain on Friday in the mid-40s. Partly sunny, windy, colder Saturday, rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, lower 40s. And a chance of rain or snow on Tuesday, back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.